I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. There are some people whom we often see on page 3 papers, magazines, screens, and their face just becomes so familiar to us. And we just can't help wondering, what does a celebrity's life look like? Haven't we all pondered about that at some or the other point in our lives? Welcome to Business of Brands podcast by G Cafe. In today's episode of Hear Me Out, let me introduce you to the author, blogger, columnist and TV anchor Shalini Arora Kocher. Shalini is a luxury and lifestyle consultant and a Miss India finalist. She has made notable contributions to empowering women and raised funds for the same. Her forum, Women on Top, brought together women entrepreneurs from different walks of life under one umbrella. She is an inspiration for women aspiring to succeed in life and giving back to society. Shalini, first of all, welcome to the podcast. And to be very honest, I had a little difficult time in preparing your intro because from television screen to magazine covers, you have been everywhere. I just didn't know if I could do justice to everything that you have been doing all these fruitful years of your life. So why don't you only tell our listeners more about yourself and your journey?
Hi everyone, this is Shalini Arora Kocher. The real heroes, it is said, are the ones that tell a story. And I think mine's a consummate one. From humble beginnings in Allahabad to being a self-styled diva, as I believe about me, my journey has been a very interesting one. From a fashion model to one of the top few in the epic Miss India contest of 1994 when Aishwarya and Sushmita had nailed it. Yeah, that's why I didn't make it. I pretty much conquered the ramp and I had a lineup of Bollywood offers. But destiny, it had different plans for me. For a girl who had been in the limelight, life changed when I chose to work behind the scenes and do PR and publicity for the hospitality industry and different luxury brands. But I knew my way around, and I always believed that I had the Midas touch, front end or back end. I was determined to excel in whatever I did. Give back and turning points are a necessity in everyone's life, and at some point or not, you feel stagnated. I decided to completely change my profession and indulge my creative skills, which was the birth of my jewelry brand, Saks by Shalini Arora Kocher, which is today a recognized brand globally, and it has been rebranded Saks Monaco. I show at all the fashion weeks in Europe, and I retail in Milan, Paris, Berlin, and Monaco. In my give back journey, I decided to lead by example and also bring together inspiring women under one umbrella to help women recognize their power within and grow through interdependence. That was the inception of the What Forum, which was commemorated with a coffee table book on inspiring stories of 100 women entrepreneurs, and there's been no looking back for me. It's a globally recognized forum today for women, and Women on Top celebrates, facilitates, and felicitates women through its various initiatives of interviews, e-magazine, awards, and networking events. Success stories are not written in your destiny, but are a product of perseverance, and I never give up.
Your journey is truly inspirational. I'm curious to know, what does a day in your life look like? Take us through a day in life of Shalini.
A day in the life of Shalini. I'm a big believer of the first hour of your day determines the rest of your day. And I'm definitely in the league of the 5 a.m. club. My day starts with meditation, which leads to a morning walk by the sea as I listen to some inspirational talks or TED Talks or sometimes or mostly an audiobook. Breakfast is my main meal and I savor it. I do a coaching session after that. Lunch is usually a professional meeting. Also, what I really believe in is that we are the average of the 5 people we surround ourselves with. So while my coaching is with clients who are work in progress, my work meetings are with people that inspire. My working lunches play a very, very important role in my life. Afternoon is my time to indulge my passion, which is playing poker, as I believe poker is a sport and I truly would like to pursue it professionally. Evening is yet another working hour with some interesting company, or if I don't find that person, it will be a value-add phone call with somebody who totally stimulates my mind. Post 6 is a purely leisure. The walk has led to a glass of wine usually, and I really enjoy cooking, so I come back and I cook dinner. It's family time. Post 10, I watch some comedy shows, believe it or not, before I sleep. Because if you sleep with a smile, you wake up with one. And I'm that early bird that catches the worm. This is my peaceful, mindful life in Monaco. As I say, my Monaco life. India is a whole different story for which we'll have to do a whole different podcast because it's a Jekyll and Hyde story. Well, yeah, that's my day in my life.
I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. Shalini, you clearly have a very rich experience in every field wherever you have been. So tell us what's been your favorite part of this journey that you've taken and what are the parts where you struggled a bit?
The perks of my profession and my various passions that I pursue is people. I meet the most interesting people and I travel to the best places. I'm a happiness guru and my agenda is to spread love and happiness and transform lives. The happiest people are the ones that have the happiest relationships. And I make good rapport with everyone I come in contact with. And I hope that I inspire them. The challenge is that I also have to listen to war stories, which sometimes gets you emotionally involved. So I have to constantly stay above it. Also, being a multipreneur, I have to constantly motivate myself. But I have today changed my perspective that I'm not a multipreneur, but I call myself a passionpreneur. And that's what has happened to me now. It's my passion that wakes me up and not my alarm clock, which I love.
That is indeed very inspiring, Shalini. Since you have a mine of experiences, would you like to pick some anecdotes, maybe random or significant, some anecdotes from your life that you would like to share with our listeners?
A good-looking face has a shelf life, but good gestures, they are remembered forever. Let me share a real story with you guys. It's actually quite interesting. I was flying to Monaco from India via Munich. If you've experienced a turbulent flight, you know, when it gets bad, how bad it could be. The woman next to me got an anxiety attack from hell and reached out to me to hold her hand. Fortunately, the coach in me came into play and I was able to calm her and handle her through the journey. We obviously landed late in Munich and missed our connecting flight. The next flight was next morning and I was palpitating. What now? Finding a hotel, you know, getting another ticket. The inconvenience of it was just traumatizing. But you know what? One good gesture deserves another. And I was sitting in the lounge and sometimes karma, it is instant payback. The girl who had helped through the turbulent flight came looking for me in the lounge and found me and said that she'd organized a private jet and I could fly back to Monaco with her on her plane. And I just smiled. Do good to others, it will come back in unexpected ways.
That is so very well narrated, Shalini, and I hope all good things keep coming back to you. Before we let you go, Shalini, would you like to share some final words with our listeners who are wishing to make a career as a life coach?
The art of giving is the art of living. If you choose to become a coach, you have to walk the talk. Every journey begins with self. Be the battery pack for a dying phone, as they say. The aha moment for a coach is when he or she sees a transformation. Stop worrying how it's going to happen and start trusting that it will. There'll always be serendipity involved in discovery. Go out there, own the world.
We were in conversation with Shalini Arora Kocher. I'm your host, Shruti. Keep listening to Business of Brands podcast by G Cafe.